Thanks, Rich. Again, I'm Leslie Bleicher with SES AmeriCom, and I'm going to take a little bit of a different tactic, actually. Marion, you're a great straight man, because I am, in fact, going to talk about lessons learned during my presentation. But initially, a little piece of infomercial about our company. SES AmeriCom is a wholly owned subsidiary of Astra, or SES Global, which is the world's largest leading satellite communications carrier. Understanding that these are communication satellites in geostationary orbit, we actually have to launch them into an orbit that is very cost prohibitive in many cases. To Rich's point, we have an investment in infrastructure, over 42 of these communication satellites that deliver voice, data, video, and other types of services to the commercial industry, to enterprise, but also for the past 30 years to the U.S. government. The types of services that we offer include a lot of IP-type telephony, data, and again, a range of services. In terms of post-Katrina and lessons learned, I think in terms of the role and the participation of the satellite industry, and in particular within my segment, within the larger communication satellites, it was important that we provide redundant, resilient, and reliable operations types capabilities in disaster recovery requirements that were seen, especially in Katrina, during that activity, to the extent that Homeland Security now is looking at a range of different proposals for next-generation emergency response and emergency-type restoration technologies that could facilitate proactively instead of reactively the types of services that satellite communications can deliver. The types of technology that will be required from our industry will include turnkey services, but also hardware and deployed types of technologies that we can get out there, again, prior to these incidences taking place. In terms of again, lessons learned, we've found that satellites are essential to disaster recovery in terms of the reconstitution of infrastructure. Nearly 3 weeks after Katrina hit the Gulf region, 60% of cell phone networks were not still functioning properly. 70% of broadcast stations were not functioning. Over 2 million calls per day were still failing in terms of people trying to reach loved ones, to the Red Cross and other types of emergency services trying to get in region. As a result of the lack of communications infrastructure, it clearly impeded the first responders in trying to do their job for disaster recovery and relief efforts. And again, while these outages in the terrestrial infrastructure were to be expected given the nature of the incident, the satellite communications industry did come together as a community and deploy types of technologies that could provide the types of services and restoral that was necessary. Another lesson learned, and this is something that Rich pointed out and something that we have taken to Congress and through other associations, of which the Satellite Industry Association has actually testified before Congress some of these very points that are not just collective of my company, but also as an industry, that what we've learned after 9/11 and also the hurricanes that hit, which are somewhat behind in our memory, but 2004 was also a pretty severe year in terms of natural disasters. And since Katrina and Rita, and as Rich pointed out, also the earthquakes in Pakistan, we're seeing activities such that we frankly have never experienced before in terms of the need for critical infrastructure and pre-positioned assets, something that we feel that the government needs to take very serious consideration of is the pre-positioning and deploying of the types of technologies that can be put in place that are not going to be as vulnerable, frankly, on the infrastructure side, where satellites can be moved, they can be portable, on the ground side, on the ground segment, so that they could very quickly restore the needs for first responders, for families, and other types of communities that are trying to get in to recover an affected area. Another lesson learned, and this was critical, not only for the satellite industry, but also for the fiber community and medical, emergency, fire, rescue, was actually having pre-positioned assets and also the ability to get in region. I've noted here that DHS has an organization through the National Communication Services called the NCC, the National Coordination Center, that has a community called the ISAC, the Information Sharing and Analysis Center. This community includes industry members, but also a lot of the key agencies that participate in Homeland Security, of which FEMA is one of them, that come together as a community to coordinate and to try to assist power, energy, needs, whatever is required during a situation where there's an escalation of this kind. And we would have situations where generators were being brought down to support communications that we had that were being deployed, but we would have fuel confiscated. We would have technicians that would be under armed guard that would not be permitted into the area during Katrina. Needless to say, this was not something that we had expected. So a lot better coordination in terms of a white paper comment that I think needs to get forward in terms of messaging is the credentialing of individuals as a community when we're providing first response connectivity and other types of services to the U.S. government so that we can get in the field quickly and respond and restore these technologies and services. Another thing that Rich actually pointed out was concerning spectrum. We position these assets ourselves from a commercial communications provider's perspective. However, that spectrum, to a great extent, still needs to be preserved, making sure that that technology is going to be available in this type of scenario where those assets, almost from what's called a TSP, a transmission service priority basis, needs to be put in place so that we can recognize and get in position those assets that are going to be needed first for critical infrastructure when there is a situation of this kind. Some of the various technologies that were deployed, again, this being the FSS, as Rich DelBella pointed out, Intelsat and SES AmeriCom are large satellite communications providers, which mean we offer ground segment, we build and launch the satellites, we provide this as a turnkey mechanism to our customers. But during Katrina, in example, we provided federal, state, local support, business, telco, surprisingly, we had to roll in a lot of trucks, because when terrestrial infrastructure is down, again, they pretty much are losing all of their cable connectivity. And for phone trucks, voice, data, video, transportable types of technologies for search and rescue that can actually go on boats that are going into the field trying to find people and communicate back the needs that are there to, again, assist them in the field. One of those types of technologies is a transportable type terminal that you see here. These are broadband technologies capable of what would be attributable to like a DSL type connection that you would have at home, a much broader bandwidth, but something that can be set up in 30 minutes, multiple cases, taken on again, a boat, a suburban, by two individuals and deployed in the field very quickly. This is the type of technology that we deployed during Katrina. Another type of technology is a next-generation communication on the move. This is mostly for search and rescue, where they need to get out there, they need to move very quickly. In some cases, this could be also involving a telemedicine type of application where the communications vehicle needs to be literally doing 60 miles an hour as it's en route to whatever the escalation is. What we're seeing a lot from state and local, and this has been post-Katrina, is an interest in pre-positioned assets where they're deploying very small antennas, but in a configuration where it's ruggedized so that it's almost in a sleeper mode where it's standing by and it's part of a managed service that companies like ourselves can put in place, considered almost like the emergency broadcast system type of technology that you have at home where you see on TV and radio, but for communication, so that it's there in standby mode. Should there be an event, this service can then be activated so that you have restoral for communications and other types of infrastructure needs. Our company is actually developing a white paper that we plan to go to FEMA and a couple of the other agencies called REDFone, which is, in effect, this type of platform for readiness, response, and recovery type networks. We've been doing some surveys with various government agencies, and we are part of the NCC ISAC that I mentioned earlier. And as a forum, they're trying to get this type of information collectively together to see how companies like ours and Intelsat and other of the companies my colleagues represent can do this type of platform so that it's in place and it's proactive and not reactive in the future in terms of restoral. The types of service concept that they're considering is, again, where you have a Wi-Fi situation for fire and rescue, police, and other types of first responders, then connected to these larger data pipes that can give them the video, the telemedicine, and the other types of broadband connectivity that they need, but then also support some of the wireless, which Rich pointed out, there are a number of programs that are focusing on wireless. iWin is one of them. SafeCom is another, and I know that Dr. Boyd was expected to speak on this. That, I think, is also a critical program that we need to see go forward in terms of wireless infrastructure, but also tying back to satellite communications, which can give you those bigger pipes despite the infrastructure restrictions that we may be facing in many of these situations. A satellite can see a broad range, and you can put a terminal down just about anywhere, and you can get the communications connectivity that you need. So in summary, my slide actually is representative of Rich's as well, in this collective effort that we had through our industry association, which is satellites equal redundancy, ubiquity, and interoperability. We believe that satellite communications must be a critical part of the government's planning going forward to be proactive in their pre-positioning of assets so that we don't see a lot of the unfortunate latency that we did during Katrina. Capacity assets, we're all commercial companies, and we always try to put the government's needs first as our most valued and our preferred customer, but there are situations where it's difficult in some areas where capacity is not in a glut, it's very restrictive, and we need to be able to put some of that capacity and that resource aside so that we have it there when it's needed. And in terms of first responders, it's necessary that there's some type of mechanism when this happens again that we can get the right people in place, in region, when it's critical to do so without a lot of the restrictions that we unfortunately got to witness during some of the recent escalations. Thank you.